Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 15. The Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And we will begin reading from verse 37. And it is a new pastime. Up till now we've been reading for weeks, actually, weeks and weeks, about Lord Chaitanya at the Rath Yatra and different aspects of everything that was going on involving himself. So now, yes, there's a different, there's quite a change in subject matter. All right, so let us begin. Madhya Leela 15:37. Ekadina Mahaprabhu Nityanande Lana Dui Bai Yukti Kaila Nibrite Vasya. One day the two brothers, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, consulted with each other while sitting together in a solitary place. Kiba Yukti Kaila Dunhe Keha nahi jane, pali anumana pache, kaila bhakta gane. No one could understand what the brothers discussed between themselves, but later all the devotees could guess what the subject matter was. Tabe Mahaprabhu Sabha Bhakte bolai ila, goda deshe yaha sabe, vidaya karila. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for all the devotees and asked them to return to Bengal. In this way, he bade farewell to them. Sabare kahila prabhu, Pratyabda asya, gundicha dekia yabe, amare milia. Bidding farewell to all the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested them to return to Jagannath Puri every year to see him, and then see the cleansing of the gundicha temple. Acharyere Agya Dila Kariya Samana Achandala Adi Krishna Bhakti Diodana. With great respect, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Advaita Acharya, give Krishna consciousness, devotion to Krishna, even to the lowest of men, chandalas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to all his devotees. Krishna bhakti, devotion to Krishna, is open to everyone, even low-class men like chandalas. One should follow this order in the disciplic succession, stemming from Sri Advaita and Nityananda Prabhu, and distribute Krishna consciousness without discrimination throughout the world. There are different kinds of men, beginning with the Brahman and going down to the lowest platform known as Chandala. Whatever one's position, everyone in this age of Kali needs to be enlightened in Krishna consciousness. That is the greatest need of the day. Everyone is actually feeling the pangs of material existence. Even in the ranks and files of the American Senate, the pinpricks of material existence are felt. So much so that April the 30th, 1974, was actually set aside as prayer day. Thus everyone is feeling the resultant pinpricks of Kali Yuga, brought about by human societies indulging in illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. Now is the time for the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to distribute Krishna Bhakti all over the world, and thus follow the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord has ordered everyone to become a guru. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 7, verse 128, Amara Agyaya Guru Hana Tara Edesh. Everyone in every town and village should be enlightened by the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna consciousness should be distributed to everyone indiscriminately. In this way, the entire world will be peaceful and happy, and everyone will glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he desires. The word chandala actually refers to a dog eater who is considered the lowest of men. Even chandalas can be enlightened in Krishna consciousness due to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's benedictions. Krishna bhakti is not the monopoly of a certain caste. Everyone is eligible to receive this great benediction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone should be given a chance to receive it and be happy. The word dana, meaning charity, is also significant in this verse. Whoever engages in the distribution of Krishna consciousness is a charitable person. Professional men recite Srimad Bhagavatam and discuss Krishna bhakti for an exchange of money. They cannot distribute such exalted transcendental property to everyone and anyone. Only pure devotees who have no motive other than serving Krishna can give such transcendentally valuable benedictions out of charity. Yes, so let us say a few words here. Our internet connection is unstable, unfortunately. I don't know what to do about it. Seems to be nothing. Oh well, okay, anyway. Let us pray to the Lord. And let's read the translation of the verse again. With great respect, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Advaita Acharya, give Krishna consciousness, devotion to Krishna, even to the lowest of men, chandalas. Yes, the word is there in the purple, in the verse, achandala adi Krishna, bhakti dio dan, give charity, deliver in charity, Krishna bhakti, achandala, to everyone, beginning, achandala adi, beginning with the Chandalas. So this is the Krishna consciousness movement, actually, to give Krishna consciousness really widely. Not just widely, but just to give it completely without limit. Yes. And this is the program of Lord Chaitanya. This is the program of our parampara. This is the program of Srila Prabhupada. And this is our program, that so many activities are going on in the Krishna consciousness movement. Here we are giving a class. Just not long ago, some minutes ago, we were in the temple observing the greeting of the deities, the deity worship. That's another aspect of Krishna consciousness. But all these things, and of course there are many more also, they really are meant to culminate in the giving of Krishna consciousness to everyone, person to person, giving it to everyone. And this is what Lord Chaitanya is instructing Advaita Acharya about here. So this is a very important thing. Prabhupada mentions in the purport how Krishna consciousness is not the property of just a certain group, a particular caste, people who have taken birth in a certain type of family. It is not their just like birthright to the exclusion of everybody else, or to the exclusion of anybody at all, to give Krishna consciousness. Not at all. It is meant to be distributed to, and after having been received by, literally anyone and everyone. Literally. Of course, in material life, you know, it's very interesting to observe the influence of material life, the material energy and material consciousness on people who are meant to be Krishna conscious, who really meant to be Krishna conscious, but somehow they have become, you could say, sidetracked by the material energy. And in the name of Krishna consciousness, they're manifesting in at least in certain very clear ways what is not Krishna consciousness in the name of Krishna consciousness, very visibly. Yes. So, yes, Prabhupada elsewhere makes the point that there are these people, descendants, and Srila Prabhupada explains they're not actually physically descendants through some seminal line, but they are spiritual descendants in parampara. But these people, born in certain families which come in that sort of lineage, they claim that the distribution of Krishna consciousness is their right, exclusive right. And no one else has the right. And if anyone else does try to do that, then, it'll be greatly not appreciated. But not only that, it'll be taken to be ineffective. That, you know, they're trying to do something that can't be done. And when one tries to do something which can't be done, then usually it does not get done. Yes. So, at one time, there's a slightly famous little story. In New York, Srila Prabhupada was watching a drama of the devotees. I don't know if it was Gopanima or Sunday program, but it was a drama being put on, and they really got into it. And in the drama, some of this type of person, the caste Brahmins or caste Goswamis, born in such a family and claiming the exclusive right to the distribution of Krishna consciousness, and that if anyone else tries to do it, that it won't have the potency because the people don't have the right. Although they themselves are showing disqualification in certain respects. I mean, it can be all sorts of different respects. It depends, but at least in certain respects, and having that type of understanding is one of the respects. So the devotees, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees in the drama, they were doing Harinam, and they're chanting and contacting, and there are other people in the street, and the other people start chanting also. The people who were not chanting, who are like non-devotees basically, they start chanting. And one of the caste Brahmins, these puffed up people who think they have this special right we talked about, he said to his friend, Oh, by this type of chanting, the potency of the holy names will be reduced. And Srila Prabhupada, sitting watching the play, Prabhupada said, Oh, but we see it is increasing. This is going on. This is actually going on. Yes. So, Achandala Adi. Lord Chaitanya himself is saying that give it. Agyadila. He ordered. He didn't just suggest or make some comment or something. He ordered. Achandala Adi. Krishna Bhakti Dio Dan. Give the gift. Give in charity. Krishna Bhakti. To everyone. Achandala Adi. The lowest of people, beginning with the Chandalas, who are the dog eaters. Yes. Our devotees, I'm sure you've heard, many years ago actually, they went to a certain country. Well, let me mention the name. Korea, South Korea, of course. And they're preaching and trying to distribute Krishna consciousness. And they noticed an interesting thing. After a few days, one of the devotees said to the other devotee, you notice there are no dogs here. And so then they went out preaching that day, and they met someone, and one of them asked the person, where are the dogs? You don't like dogs in this country. And the person said, no, they all got eaten because it's their practice there. Yeah, you know, in some countries, eating snails in France. Oh, yes. It's quite cultured. Eating frog's legs. Anyway, Hare Krishna. Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh. But these things are going on in the name of culture. And it's a fact that in the name of so-called culture, Vaishnav culture, these people, influenced by the material energy, and particularly there's interest, I mean, there may be all different types of influence, But in this case, very prominent influence is the desire for prominence, on one hand, and the desire for material advantage, means financial advantage, on the other hand. They are prominent. That if other people start, giving faith in Krishna consciousness to people, then the people who have faith in those devotees who have given them Krishna consciousness, on the basis of that faith, they will want to give support to those devotees. And therefore, these other ones, the Vaishnavas and gurus by birth, they will not get the financial support. And they will lose the financial support. Yeah. So, like this. Therefore, they try to keep the monopoly. Keep the monopoly. And when some challenges arise to the monopoly, their monopoly, they fight in different ways. In different ways. You may have, I'm sure you've read, actually, maybe we read just recently. Anyway, even what to speak of people like us, I mean people from actual, like real Western backgrounds, but in the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, there's famous description, it's in the Lilamrita, when he and his disciples were doing Vrajmandal Parikrama. These same people, the caste Goswamis, they closed their temples when the party came around. Yeah, they closed their temples because they didn't want them contaminated by these people. And they were all Indians. And they were all Indians too. Yeah. And even some of them made some conspiracy to have Srila Bhaktisiddhanta killed. It's one thing for them to have a sort of derogatory attitude. It's another thing to try to have someone killed if they're, you know, undermining your monopoly on Vaishnavism. Yes, so, anyway, Srila Prabhupada makes the point here that material life, that in this Kali Yuga, everyone needs Krishna consciousness. Even these people who supposedly have Krishna consciousness, but actually it's been infiltrated by the material energy, even they need to be given Krishna consciousness. And it's interesting to note that, like, an example, going back historically to the time of Narottam Das Thakur, he was a Kshatriya. He was from a traditional ruling Kshatriya family, and his brother was ruling that area in what is now Bangladesh. So he was like, you could say, pretty much like a real Kshatriya. But he became a preacher. And he became such a dynamic and potent preacher that all sorts of people were becoming devotees. And what to speak of the Achandala Adi, starting from the lower type of people, but even Brahmins were becoming his disciples. And one of the famous disciples, and he became, later the head of the Sampradaya, actually, pretty much, was Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, who was a Brahmin, Chakravarti. He was a Brahmin from, you know, very paka, traditional Brahmin, Vaishnav family. And he became an initiated disciple of Narottam Das Thakur, much to the dismay and anger of the caste Brahmins and caste Goswamis and these types of people. You could say caste Vaishnavs. So one other person from that sort of background who was actually a preacher, his name, if I remember correctly, was Rupa Narayan. Rupa Narayan. He was a Digvijay scholar traveling around India with a whole entourage and challenging people to debates and generally defeating them completely in debate. But he was very caste conscious. That was his, he was one of them. Although he was, in a certain sense, very learned. Very learned. And his students were also learned and, you know, fluent in Sanskrit. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti was also fluent in Sanskrit. And he was also, you know, one of them, highly educated from this highly respected Brahmin Vaishnav family, although he actually understood things, this particular point. So this Rupa Narayan and party came to, what's the name of the town of where Narottam Das Thakur was from? Do you remember? Narottam Das Thakur was from somewhere. Anyway, okay, came to that town. Having heard that this Narottam Das, who was a Kshatriya, who was the brother of the king, was initiating Brahmins. And this is like, you know, this is just a major no-no. So he came, this Rupa Narayan came to debate with Narottam Das. And in the idea was to defeat him completely, and in this way show that the Brahmins are the real thing and that these Kshatriyas are just upstarts. So what happened was that Ganga Narayan, who's like, you know, he's a super Brahmin, Vaishnav, in any sense, including by birth and by education. And there were various other disciples of Narottam Das Thakur who were also from the same type of Brahmin family, and they were highly educated people in Krishna consciousness, but they were disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. So when they heard that this group was coming into town to try to defeat Narottam Das Thakur, then they all went out, this whole group of them went out. There's one main road coming into the town. They went out and took over the little shops of the little shopkeepers that were on both sides of the road just as the road enters the town. And, you know, they all knew each other. So they said, let me take over your shop for a little while. So now you got all these super duper Brahmin scholar Vaishnavs sitting in these, you know, it's basically just a piece of cloth on the ground with some veggies or something like that. It's like they're little Vaishas or little Sudras even. So they're sitting there, and in comes Rupa Narayan and company. And he walked up to Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. He's the main one, who's sitting there, and all his scholar, his students, went and spoke to the other Brahmin devotees, disciples of Narottam Das. And Rup Narayan asked Ganga Narayan Chakravarti in some sort, some either some form of Bengali or, you know, some like Prakrit was like a pre an earlier form of Hindi, some people's language. He asked him, where can we find Narottam Das? Narottam Das. And Ganga Narayan replied in perfect Sanskrit, what do you want to find him for? Which took this, here's this little shopkeeper, he's just, you know, practically the most common of the common. But he's speaking perfect Sanskrit and asking, oh, what do you want to see Narottam Das for? And the scholar said, well, I want to debate with him. And Ganga Narayan said again in perfect Sanskrit, what do you want to debate with him about? And some of the other of his followers started speaking to the other little shopkeepers who were also now speaking in perfect Sanskrit. Yeah, what does he want to debate with Narottam about? Tell us, what is it? What's the problem? What's his philosophy? So all these philosophical discussions developed right there with these little shopkeepers and all these so-called big scholars. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and the other devotees, because they really got into debates about philosophy and about this point about qualification by birth, and completely defeated Rup Narayan and his group. Keturi. Keturi is the name of the place. Keturi. It's now in Bangladesh. Completely defeated these people. And the students and Ganga Narayan, they all got together. And they said, wow, if the little shopkeepers are like this. And they asked the shopkeepers and, you know, Ganga Narayan, the shopkeeper, where did you learn all this? Where did you learn Sanskrit? And they said, we learnt from Narottam Das. You wait till you meet him. So then they gathered and they said, gosh, if these little shopkeepers are like this, what's Narottam going to be like? So they all left. But Rup Narayan came back and he became a disciple of Narottam Das. Yeah. Yes, that's very nice. It's very nice. The Lord, Prabhupada says here, now is the time, because Kali Yuga, it's such a disaster. There's so much chaos, it's literally insane. Now is the time for the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to distribute Krishna Bhakti all over the world and thus follow the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord has ordered everyone to become a guru. Amara Agyaya Guru Hanatara Edesh. That everyone, Agyaya, I'm ordering. This is my Amara Agyaya. This is my order. Everyone, become a guru and deliver everyone Edesh in their place or their country or their area like that. Everyone in every town and village should be enlightened by the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna consciousness should be distributed to everyone indiscriminately. In this way, the entire world will be peaceful and happy, and everyone will glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he desires. Yes. And today is Vijay Dasami, the day of Lord Ram's victory over Ravan. And it's also, it's sort of like the disappearance day of Ravana, you could say. That's a joke, by the way. Because it's the day he was killed by Lord Ram. And, you know, our time is up, basically. But let me just mention one little thing, which was told to me by His Holiness Sachinandan Swami a good number of years ago when we met at Radhakund sometime. He said that he had just read that Ravana, when it came to the final confrontation between Lord Ram and Ravana, then Lord Ram had, he was firing arrows, or they're actually astras, they're like mystical weapons, they're not just regular arrows, at the heads of Ravan and knocking them off, but then another one would come up immediately. And this was going on for a little while, knocking the heads off, and they're coming up and coming up and coming up. And he wouldn't fire at the heart. I mean, normally, you know, someone gets shot in the head, it's pretty likely they'll die. But the heart, it's basically, it's not possible to survive. But he wouldn't fire at the heart because Ravana was, to a large degree, fixed in remembrance of Sita. Completely, well, say completely, infatuated, just focused on the beauty of Sita and just so much desirous of enjoying her. So Lord Ram, after a while, understanding what's going on, he started insulting Ravana and insulting. We read, in fact, on Diwali, which is coming up whenever, in a couple of weeks, isn't it? Or anyway, whenever it's coming.
24 days
from now. Is it? Okay. You know, we see there, we'll read about it on Diwali, but you know, there's a little bit of insulting there from Lord Ram to him. You are the lowest of the cannibals. That's pretty low. You came like a dog into my house, and like a dog steals eatables from the house of the master, you stole my wife. So these are insults. And he really insulted Ravana. And Ravana was not completely, literally, focused on Mother Sita. Because when people are on the material platform, it's not possible for them to become completely focused on anything. They can become close to completely in some cases, but actually completely is not possible because of the modes. One cannot become situated completely in any one of the modes unless one's transcendental. And even then it's different. So after, you know, some insults, Ravana, his pride became stimulated. He momentarily forgot Sita. Lord Ram was aware, and he fired the Brahmastra at his heart. And that was the end. That was the end. Good night, Ravana. Yeah. That was the end of Ravana. And that happened today. And then later they returned 24 days.
20 days.
That's 20. 20.
I just took 20. Uh-huh. That means 50 days Purnima, next 15 days Amavasya.
Okay. Then they return to Ayodhya, that's Diwali, and we'll focus again on these things. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.